6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Thursday. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, the New School Way. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney / Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. It is draft night, or the first of the journey. Long, long 3 days. A lot going on, obviously, in the NFL, and obviously we got the Husker games this weekend. And so the Husker fans are, you know, definitely going to be entertained not only tonight, hopefully, you know, one tie could sneak up into the first round, most likely tomorrow. And then on the Saturday should be a run on some players, you know, as far as getting drafted anywhere from the fourth to seventh round. But it is draft night. It seems like forever ago that Nebraska, you know, finished their season. Then you go through the bowl games and then the All-Star games, then the combine. And then you just don't have any steam. And then they're like, oh, now we got a draft. And they're doing it up in Green Bay. So hopefully the weather's good. And I think Amon Green's up there. And now all the talking's done. Now the only thing that matters when you know that's going to talk is like who you draft. And it's a hard process to go through. I always say this, you know, getting drafted, you know, everybody wants to get drafted in the first round. There's only 32 guys going to go, period. There's going to be about 40 or 50 guys that get drafted way lower than they should. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be about the same amount of guys, or even more, higher, I think a higher number, that are going to get drafted higher than they should. And so what you have to do is you got to understand that, it's hard to do in the moment. You have to go all the way back to when you first started this journey of football and had aspirations to go to the NFL, and would you be happy, or would you, you know, be more than elated with getting drafted, period? Mm-hmm. And the most likely the answer is yes. Now, it's not fair when, the draft is not, just like life is not fair, and sometimes you slip in the draft, and it's all about what you do with it. And some of it's not even in your control. And I think a lot of the times there's always one or two players that are, let's say, guinea pigs, or like are just, you know, fed to the fire of the frenzy to create drama. And whether Shedeur Sanders or you know, the receiver out of Texas, you know, which is a little bit on his own, or something like that. I mean, you had Laremy Tunsil with the legendary gasness. I mean, I would, yes, and all from a frat party from years prior, based on a family member wanted some money, and then he, you know, caught, you know, it slipped in the draft. He was drafted, and ended up he's probably behind Trent Williams, the second best offense or left tackle, top five in the league. So,
and yet the Texans traded him away.
Well, I think he was the only tradable asset besides C.J. Stroud on the offense. Nico Collins.
I was just going to say.
But you just, you're not giving away C.J. Stroud.
Right.
And you're forecasting. Free agency and everything will let you know what your team is going to draft. So all the talk is stupid.
Yeah.
The Texans got to draft the linemen. Linemen. Yeah. Because you just traded away your left tackle. A couple of guys you drafted in the prior years are busts, and like Green and those guys.
Yeah.
So you have to you have to protect your most valuable asset, which is C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
You can't draft a running back. You can't. You don't need to. You can't draft a receiver.
Not early.
Early.
Yeah.
You can't. Mm-hmm. You talk about noise. They'd be banging on the. I mean, they'd be banging on the front door to get you out of here. The problem is that where the Texans are in the draft, you might not be able to pick the guy that you want. So now you're going to try to, you know, accumulate some assets, which they made a, you know, kind of sneaky trade earlier. Right now you're at 25th. And if you look at Yates from ESPN, his Josh Cornerly Jr. is going to be the guy that you're going to pencil in or hopefully be able to pin in year two to take over for Laremy Tunsil. Now they got Cam Robinson, who they know because he's a former Jacksonville Jaguars first round pick who resurrected his career with the Vikings, as I'm reading here. But if you got to take an offensive tackle, or if there's a guard that's just outstanding, but right now you need a tackle.
I'm glad you bring that up. Hoff from Lincoln asks, Austin, who do you think the Colts will take in the first round this year? I don't know. There's been so much chatter about tight ends, right? I mean, the Colts have the least tight end production in the NFL last year. And I think over the last like 5 years, it's been pretty bad, even including the Jack Doyle tenure. And Jay, this is where I'm going to be really curious to see just how much noise gets into the Colts building. Cause they said the same thing, you know, they have only, you know, 12 guys with first round grades on them. And there's 30 picks and the Colts are picking 14th, which tells you that more likely than not, the guys the Colts think are worthy of a first round pick are going to be gone. Now, could Tyler Warren fall that far? Would I be mad if the Colts took him?
At 14? That'd be a value pick.
Be a pretty good value pick.
That'd be a great value pick.
Could Colston Loveland fall to 14?
That'd be right where you think you need him.
You would think.
And you wouldn't bat.
Or do Mason the Colts Taylor. Do what the Colts have always done? Do they go with like a Tate Ratledge from Georgia, who's played interior offensive line his entire career? They lose Will Fries and Ryan Kelly to Minnesota. Do they go with a guard in the first round? Worked out pretty well for him a handful of years ago with Quentin Nelson, who's on the Hall of Fame track as an interior offensive lineman. Do they go with a Ratledge or another guy that they think could slide inside? And then to your point, do they try to get a Gunnar Helm, a Mason Taylor, a Harold Fannin Jr. in the second, third, fourth round? It does seem like it's a pretty deep tight end draft, all things considered. You don't want to miss on a superstar. You don't want to miss on a slam dunk guy, but you also have more than one need, more than one hole if you're Indy. So I would not be shocked if Chris Ballard stays completely on brand, takes an offensive lineman in the first round, maybe even trades down if he thinks this guy is going to be available. Because right now the Colts have one pick in every round. They're not a free agent destination and they're not crazy traders. So the Colts have to maximize the draft. And they've typically done that by sticking true to their board, taking the quote-unquote value pick when it's available, and if their guy or their guys aren't there, they will trade down. That's what I still think is most likely for Indy tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have the options to probably get Cleveland or Loveland. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And he'd be right there at 14. I mean, I think he's more explosive than Warren. I think he gives you just as good in blocking. I think he's probably a better route runner.
He's a truer tight end.
Truer tight end, but he's a problem.
He's good.
If you don't take him at 14 and don't want to, you think that's a little too rich for your blood, I could see them taking Gray Zabel, the guard from North Dakota State. I think he's the redhead dude that went into the Senior Bowl and essentially probably was a Senior Bowl MVP. I mean, he really made himself a lot of money.
Sounds like Seattle's in on him as well, but Colts are four picks ahead of him.
Right, but that's a guy that you know you can plug and play to go with Quentin Nelson. And if you want to build an offensive line, it's inside out. You feel pretty good that you can find a center or, you know, or free agency a center. And then now you have the built-in excuse that we're trying to protect Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones. And then, you know, you could possibly, even though you don't have a lot of picks, if you could possibly trade a player that, you know, kind of a rotational player with a pick to get up to get a Mason Taylor or somebody like that, then you're like, okay, we're good. We're getting, I think Mason Taylor has his first run because he's the best athlete out of all of them. And his pedigree is second to none. And he has the most upside. So if you get him in the second round, high second round, now you're like, well, he has first round talent.
Build a need and more bites at the
apple. Build a need. He feels a need. And you're getting rid of some salary cap with you trade a player. Or if you just trade up for future picks, you're fine.
Just saw this from Ian Rappaport. Among the teams open to or discussing moving up, Broncos, need Jaguars at five, they're Houston.
Moving up to five or just moving
just
up?
Just moving up somewhere.
Yeah, because Houston's for offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Jaguars going up is interesting because they don't need a quarterback. They could possibly try to get Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you don't need Abdul Carter because you got two dudes that they're really good that you picked. And so the other guy in the top four, maybe you want Will Campbell, but is Will Campbell that good? I think he's really good, but I don't know if he's that good that where you're like trading.
We have to trade up to get him.
And it's not.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
They're at 5. Right.
Campbell could very well fall to them at 5.
Right.
But now the wild card for that is Vrabel. How does Vrabel want to build New England back up? Does he think?
Yeah, but if you trade up to New England, you're only going on one pick, so it's Will Campbell then, because you're not going to try to get it's either Will Campbell, and if you go up to 2 with Cleveland, that's got to be Travis Hunter. You're not going to. Why would you draft Abdul Carter?
Right.
And what's the other team that wants to move up?
Denver.
Now that's interesting because Denver played well last year. But they still need they're a team that needs tight end help. But they need wide receiver help too, right? Where you're seeing here what they need is wide receiver help. So they also been kind of connected to Amarion Hampton in the first round. Now he's definitely first round talent. I got him right behind Ashton Jeanty. He could fall to the second round. So I don't think there were, you know, according to ESPN, they haven't taken Matthew Golden. I think he cost himself a lot of money. So now you're thinking like, okay, wide receiver, maybe offensive lineman. I think they led the league in sacks last year, but primarily for outside guys. Now inside, you see them go up a few picks, get Walter Nolan from Ole Miss. Sean Payton loves offensive linemen. They could get the Ed from Mike Green, who's a guy that fits Sean Payton's kind of.
Yeah.
Smaller college type of guy that's really productive, really had a really good Senior Bowl. They could maybe move up to 14 with the Colts and get Colston Loveland.
I can see it.
And Sean Payton loves tight ends. I don't think that they would go up and take a corner. You already invested in that.
Yeah.
McMillan from Arizona. Big body receiver. That kind of fits Sean Payton. I don't know, man. But I could also see Sean Payton moving up there and trying to get Tyler, making sure they guarantee to get Tyler Warren.
I
think if Sean Payton is going to make a move, he's going to go big. That's just him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he would do it unless they're trying to get an offensive lineman. That just seems like that'd be just a stupid move. But I mean, the draft is well on its way. And I think most of the,
Speaking of Sean Payton, sorry, before you move off, obviously Sean Payton best known for his tenure in New Orleans, right? Warren Sharp tweeted this yesterday, and I'm glad you have a chance to bring it up here. He says, this is insane. The last time that Saints general manager Mickey Loomis traded down in the NFL draft, the iPhone wasn't invented. Mickey Loomis has not traded down in the draft once since 2007. 27 trade ups, 0 trade downs.
They're gambling.
Straight up.
Yeah. Woo! All in every time. But him and Sean Payton and that's the type of mentality he's bringing to Denver. He's pulling the strings.
Time to keep in mind.
Yeah, why would you trade down? You already got a good team. You know, you need to accumulate assets. You got to trade up. They're trying to get a player. I mean, heck, he believed in Bo Nix when nobody believed in him. He said he thought Bo Nix was the best quarterback.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's better than what everybody projected. And under Sean Payton's tutelage, it's worked out. So you got to trust that he's been able to do a lot of things both in early in the draft and late in the draft. So they're bringing that same type of mentality, man. And a lot of times I think teams have their board set right now. And if I was, you know, a GM, I'd have my board set or idea of, say, I'm picking number 9 or, you know, whatever as the Saints. You have about 3 or 4 boards that would, you know, everybody knows who number 1 is. Cam Ward. Okay, so that's so then you try to say, okay, try to predict the trades and who's going to trade what and who's more of a team that's going to maybe risk more in those first 5 picks, because the way that could affect you, because if you have your eyes set on a tight end and 2 tight ends go, then you might trade down or you might just go to number 1 at another position and it might just be the best available. Like, you can't pass up a Mykal Williams. You don't necessarily need an edge, but you do. No, But then you're like, okay, well, Derek Carr's injuries, we don't even know we have a quarterback now. Now, do we try to make an interdivision trade and get Kirk Cousins? Or we say, you know what? We really like Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart. We're going to trade down to 15 and we're going to get whoever's still there.
Yeah.
And that's all based on what happened before. Also, the big thing right now is the personality of the coaches and the GMs come out in their decisions. And the owners, too.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it, because this is what they live for. They love, you know, the funny thing about the owners is they love getting interviewed when something happens more than when the players get drafted. I mean, the players, it's a different type of motivation. The players is the ultimate goal, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously tonight to be able to be a first round pick and, you know, to get drafted, be a first round pick. The owners and the GMs, they like to talk about, because it makes them seem every pick is going to work out, and the pick and everything that they've given up is either the best trade or they got the most value for the assets that they've given up, and they want to seem a lot smarter than they actually are. So, I mean, I don't know. I think the first four picks are pretty safe.
Yeah.
Will Campbell, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and obviously Cam Ward. Then after that, it's a crapshoot. I mean, Aston Genty is a real deal.
Brad wants him to Dallas. I don't know if he falls that far.
Okay, so Jacksonville.
Chicago sounds like they want him.
But Jacksonville has a new coach. Who's a former quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. He's either picking running back or receiver.
Heard Tet McMillan for them, potentially.
Right. Now, that would be more of a trade down. Number five, it'd be a little bit too rich for their blood. I can't see them picking anything besides the skill position. I don't see them picking a lineman. That ain't, like, sexy enough. At five.
Might be smart, but not sexy.
So, it's got to be Aston Genty. He's got Florida ties. You know, obviously, comes from a family were serving overseas, but this is a deep running back draft. I think it's topsy turvy from there. You got the Raiders. I'm looking at another one. They either got the tackle out of Missouri. They're not going to take a tight end because they got one of the best. They're not going to take linebackers. They're good.
And the Raiders have been doing some weird tweeting right now. Pete Carroll's tweeting some stuff out. He tweeted out a Fresh Prince GIF that makes people think, oh, Banks family, Kelvin Banks from Texas. Pete Carroll 10 minutes ago tweeted a standoff scene. You know the scene from The Office where it's Michael, Dwight, and Andy with the finger guns to each other. Someone's saying, oh, that's standoff. You know, Ashton Genty's standing stance. So the Raiders are just trying to throw everyone off right now.
That lets you know they don't know what they're doing yet. In one meeting.
Shocker.
In one meeting, they might have won Banks. The other one, they might have won Ashton Genty. And they don't know what they're going to do. I don't think a lot of these teams know exactly what they're going to do until they do it. You've seen that where they have two guys on the phone and they're like, they draft player A and call, hey man, sorry, we picked so-and-so.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. And sometimes you think you have the power to make the pick. Then the owner comes in and said, I want you to make this pick. That's how Bryce Young ends up in Carolina and CJ Stroud ends up in Houston.
Right.
Because the quarterback
and Anthony Richardson ends up in Indianapolis.
The quarterback coach and the head coach wanted CJ Stroud. The owner wanted Bryce Young. The owner won out. Not only did the owner get his pick, he fired the coach and the offensive coordinator. get up out of here.
And they were wrong.
Yeah, and they were wrong. Now, I think Bryce Young started to play well.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why they started to really give him a realistic chance, right, is because he started to actually show some life. But then more importantly, rejection of the draft coming up. Because if they would have benched him, now you look bad. Essentially, it's the Cleveland Browns again, because we talk about Whedon and Johnny Manziel and all that. You got to be willing to deal with that noise. And the owner right now is not very well liked down there. So that's even more stress on him. Or do you say, you know what, let's give him a prove it year and try to improve the assets around him?
Yeah.
And that's going to be hard for Carolina to do at number eight, because they've been from the very beginning, They've been projected to take defense.
Yeah.
They need offense.
They do.
They don't have a number one receiver.
And you need AMI.
I do. Because my man is here.
Dr. Finn.
Dr. Finn.
In the building.
Yeah, he's going to give us a lot of knowledge, too. So it was good to draft. We get to talk about some stuff. Some peptides.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Help you recover a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about some different injuries, rate of recovery. But either way, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. I got Dr. Finn from AMI coming in. Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.